Welcome back to the Three Hot Chicks podcast. I'm your host, Emma Messenger.
And I'm your other host, Abby Driscoll.
With special guest, Isabella Guerrero. We are going to be talking about the SAMR model today. What is the SAMR model? S stands for substitution, which includes technology acting as a direct substitute with no functional improvement. A stands for augmentation, including technology acting as a direct substitute with functional improvement. M stands for modification, including technology, allowing for significant task redesign. And lastly, R stands for redefinition, including technology, allowing for the creation of new tasks previously inconceivable. We're going to be diving into the SAMR model a little bit more deep. So S is for substitution. So this can save you time and space by cutting back on pen and paper tasks. An example of this is having students use online quizzes and programs like Kahoot so they don't have to use pen and paper. This is important because it gives students more opportunity outside normal constraints. And now I'm going to be passing it off to my other host, Abby.
So then we have A, which is our next step, and it's augmentation. It's technology that's adding something to the learning process, giving them a clear understanding of a harder topic. An example of this would be students using the internet to independently research, for example, like a jigsaw, and then that way it opposes relying on the teacher's opinion. This is important because it helps you narrow down and simplify a topic to have a better understanding. And then for M, it stands for modification, and this is used to design interactive and dynamic tasks that go way beyond like the normal classroom limits, and these allow students to get creative and inspired that is more than just the paperwork. For an example, like a podcast like we're doing right now, it can summarize your topic. That way you can assess other students as a resource. And this is important because it's allowed students to be more creative and more involved in the classroom.
And now we're going to be passing it on to our special guest, Isabella Guerrero.
Hello guys, it is Isabella. I had the examples for redefinition and our last question, how can teachers assess student progress using the SAMR model? So redefinition is using technology to make new opportunities for your students to learn. It is important because it helps them embrace a growth mindset. An example of this would be connecting your students with many people all over the world to help them be a part of your learning journey. This is important because it helps them go outside of their comfort zone and gives them the opportunity to connect with the real world. So how can teachers assess student progress using the SAMR model? Teachers can use and assess the SAMR model by using quizzes or written assignments to provide immediate feedback. Teachers can make assessments more group-based, and students can produce technology to demonstrate understanding and comfortability to create their own assignments. Thanks for listening, guys.